We're talking with Jim Watson from West System about the use of epoxy to repair Boston Whalers. How about improving them a little? Could we add a some specialty laminates like Kevlar or something along the keel of our Boston Whaler near the bow, and that way we could reduce the abrasion of the boat when we beach it?
I can see reasons for putting something on there to improve abrasion resistance, but I don't think Kevlar would be a real good choice.
Oh, what would you recommend?
They make some bondable UHMW, which is a plastic that you can adhere to a surface, and a lot of your drift boat people use that where, you know, they go down a rapid river and they're going over rocks and stuff. That works real well. Or I'd use glass. You know, if I didn't want to get into the UHMW, I would just use multiple layers of fiberglass. The problem with Kevlar is when you abrade it, when you scrub it either on a rock or with sandpaper, it turns into fuzz, and then you can't ever get rid of the fuzz. So cosmetically, it gets to be pretty unsightly.
So it's not the best choice.
It's not a good choice, I don't think.
Just put a little more glass.
That's right. I'd put more glass on it, go to something like UHMW. Probably glass would be the best because you could blend it all in and it'll make it so you couldn't even tell it's there. But you could build up something that's been worn away.
And, Jim, what kind of boat do you own?
Well, I have a fleet of boats. Like I said, I have a 17 Mako, and then I have a 13 Whaler, and then the company also has another 13 Whaler and a Montauk. Every year, Meek Goujon and I have a 13-foot Boston Whaler race. The cool was when I took my 25 motor cover and put it actually on a bigger motor, so he didn't know I had a bigger motor, and I beat him, so he had to buy a lunch.
That's a great story. Hey, I've heard another use of epoxy with Boston Whalers. Someone recommended that you coat your wood. You know, these older whalers have a lot of bright wood on them, and one fellow suggested that you coat the wood with a special coating epoxy that does not blush but finishes clear.
Yeah.
And then sand that smooth and put on multiple coats of spar varnish. How's that work?
Sure. The woodwork on my 13 was in pretty tough shape, and I took it to bare wood, sanded it, and I coated it with the West System 105 resin and 207 hardener. And that retains its clarity real well, and it has some UV chemistry in it. I especially coated all my end grain real well, and some of the Boston Whalers, at least mine, was having problems with a lot of the bungs that they had plugged the screw holes were in real bad shape. And I took those out, put the screws back in, and then I rebunged them with the epoxy. And then I coated it with 105, 207, and then I put about three coats of Z-Spar 1015 varnish on it, and it really looks good. I maintain it that way. In other words, the sunlight, after a while, will start eating away at the varnish. You just lightly sand it and then re-varnish it. And the epoxy, what it does is it tends to stabilize the wood grain, so your varnish system will hold up better.
Yeah, someone described it as forming a layer that prevented moisture from passing through the varnish so much. Is
right,
that...
well... Moisture in its most aggressive form is in the form of a vapor, of course, but the epoxy has very good moisture exclusion performance. It is much more effective than varnish. Varnish is good at keeping the sunlight out and having that gloss, that real nice look to it, but it's not good at keeping moisture out, and that's what the epoxy is.
Very good. Jim, are all epoxies, do they all come out of the same big vat and people just repackage them, or you know, what characteristics does the formulator add?
We make all of our resins and hardeners. We formulate them, tailor them for specific applications. We have a laboratory where we test all of our stuff to make sure it's adhering real well. And I talked about moisture exclusion. You can design it so that it does certain things. In other words, have good moisture exclusion. There's a balance. In other words, you can't get everything. So you have to take a look at the whole picture as far as making it a safe material, something that it bonds real well, and yet has good moisture performance, and that costs a fortune. So we try to balance that, and that's what we do. We make it from scratch. I don't think there are very many people who do that. I mean, it's a pretty complicated system, actually.
So you actually mix up these big vats of chemicals to make your stuff. You just don't buy it from some other chemical company.
That's right.
Very interesting. Well, we know that West System has been around for a long time. I think you guys sort of started the whole epoxy revolution, didn't you?
Yeah. In fact, I was their first employee, and we built boats for years, and we made, you know, we had epoxy, and that's where we started dabbling, trying to modify it, see what we could do to make it do what we wanted better, and that's kind of how the product evolved. It was we knew we could manipulate it in certain ways to make it do things that we wanted to do, and pretty soon people saw the boats we were building, and they wanted to buy this material, and West System. I don't know where the name came from, but it's been there. We've had it for 30 years now.
Very good. Hey, when is that? When are you and Meade going to have your Boston Whaler race this year?
Hey, I'll tell you what. Though, there's no, you know, the ice in the river is all gone, so it's going to probably be happening pretty soon. I know he slid away to Florida here, and he probably took his whaler with him to tune it up for our big race, thinking he'll catch me off guard. But I'm ready for him. I don't know when that's going to happen, but.
Well, how about taking a few pictures, and you can send them to me. We'll put them up on the Continuous Wave picture area, which we call Cetacea.
Uh-huh.
It's a catalog of whales, so we call
right.
it Cetacea. Well, great.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
thanks very much, Jim. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you this morning, and you've really given us some great information about repairing these old Boston whalers.
Sure.
We've got a lot of people out there that want to bring them back to better than new condition.
Sure. And if any of these people want to get a hold of me, you can call me or email me, and I'll be more than happy to talk with them about their boat. By the way, the name of my boat is Happy Whale.
Happy Whale. Very good. Well, there you go. There's the straight answer on how to use epoxy to repair or restore your Boston Whaler from Jim Watson of West System. Thanks very much, Jim, for joining us. And by the way, we've got a new feature here. We are going to have a follow-up section in our forum, so if you have any questions or follow-ups to this interview, post them in the forum, and we'll try to find out the answers for those questions or comments, too. Hey, this is Jim Hebert. You've been listening to Whaler Radio, part of our new audio content features here on Continuous Wave. Stay tuned for more coming up soon.